The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, December 21st, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled 900 Years Ago Today, Lamberto Scarabecchi Became Pope Honorius II. And the time is 9:52 a.m. here in the UK. I apologise for the late start with this one. I think that's probably about the latest that I've gone in recent memory with this show. But let's now move on to a quick rundown of my favourite shows in the last week. First up, Eyes is Watching episode 165 from the Eyes is Watching channel on Odyssey.com. Steve continues to provide a thought-provoking one-hour roundup of the week's news, which, since I discovered him only a few weeks ago, has become essential listening. It's a shame I didn't know of his show sooner, which makes me wonder how many decent shows there are out there that I'm unaware of. As I mentioned on this show a couple of weeks ago, please email me at andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. That's andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. If there are shows I haven't mentioned on here that I should be aware of, and I will endeavour to give them a listen. Next, Sunday's Incendiary Radio with Robert Ravolt. That was an excellent summary of some of the news in the independent media from the previous week, which you can find at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Just select Robert Ravolt from the drop-down box under the show host tab on the right-hand side of the website, and it will take you to a page of his most recent shows. Next, the first hour of the Jeff Rentz programme from last Monday with Donald Jeffries, which was a great hour covering a number of things that are troubling our world today. And you can generally listen to that hour for free under the Donald Jeffries guest columnist section in the left-hand column of Rentz.com, as his shows do not tend to be behind the subscriber paywall. Then Dr. Patrick Slattery. There was no Mark Collett this week, but he had Cato back on for his Tuesday show, or at least I thought so. But when I downloaded it, it played a Frederick C. Blackburn show. This reminded me of mispresses that I encountered when I was working for that rare record dealer back in my late teens. An example of a mispress is, for example, you have a vinyl copy of Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms. The cover, the sleeve, and the record label all indicate this is Dire Straits' Brothers in Arms album. But when you play it, it plays something different, like Blondie or Bananarama or Fleetwood Mac. So there you go, folks. I may have actually taught you something today. Anyway, I finally got hold of the show with Cato on Thursday, which covered a variety of issues mainly focusing on China, which is Cato's specialised subject. And you can find that show at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Just select Patrick Slattery from the drop-down box under the show host tab on the right-hand side of the website, which will take you to a page of his most recent shows. Next, on Thursday, Misha Popoff made his monthly visit to the Jeff Wentz program in his regular slot after Harry Cooper. They covered a variety of issues, including pit bulls, COVID, shedding, and vaccines. And you can get that show via a subscription at rentsradio.com. Moving on to that show I didn't listen to last week from beforeitsnews.com. It's Time. CBS showing Gitmo troops. Trump team tweets. Golden age has begun. I think some people are going to be very disappointed in a month or so. Next, the comment of the week from a beforeitsnews.com article entitled Gene Decode, Special Intel Drop That Will Change the Game Altogether. And here is the comment from Jimmy. By now, we have all learned to realise that any titles without actual specific facts or events are 99% of the time bogus, bullshit, hopium and or non-news, especially when vague and inconclusive titles contain any of these phrases. Huge, special, never heard before, intel drop, massive announcement, something huge is about to happen, you won't believe why these things happen, gigantic explosion, bomb dropped, serious warning, urgent emergency, Mazara Gazara is coming, EBS and 10 days of darkness, military uprising, you need stroke want to hear this, you must prepare for this. So, according to Jimmy, those are the titles you've got to look out for on Before It's News and Disregard. We will see if we find any of those when we finish off with our top 10 today. I also have a joint late winner thanks to this comment on the Mammies website from Ed in Salt Lake. Below is footage of Luigi Mangione arriving at MacArthur Airport by plane, then being transported by helicopter to Manhattan. With this ridiculous and superfluous level of financial, logistical and manpower resources being implemented for his transit, you would think Mangione was the great Snake Plissken himself, or possessed an inordinate amount of superhuman powers that have yet to be comprehended, but necessarily feared. Excellent. Okay, so, before I move on to this, I have been... Basically, it was one of those things. I'm meeting my Amanda later today. And so I always call her or she calls me a couple of hours before. And it's one of those things that it gets late on enough that I don't know if this show's going to last for 15 minutes, 20 minutes or 40 minutes. And so I kind of had to wait for her call. So I had my breakfast all ready and did some other bits and pieces, pretty much ready to go. And while I was doing so, I was watching a show called Van der Valk, which I was watching the third episode of the show, Blue Notes. It's 52 minutes long and it's 52 years old. It says here, original ITV transmission, 27th of September 1972. And it's more like a play than a police drama. It's all in English, but he plays a Dutch detective, but it's all spoken in English. But then on the street, it's filmed in Amsterdam and everything's in Dutch, you know, so when they do exterior shots. But it's charming in its way. I'm 21 minutes into this episode and all that's happened is some musician has had his violin smashed up. And I sort of think to myself, is this a sign of the times? You know, this is obviously 52 years old, but if I put CSI on, I'd have had several deaths by now. And that's only like, I've seen some of their episodes come in at 39 minutes something, so under the 40. So I will go back to this after I do this show. And I already decided I'm going to fast forward it and go through that way. So I just, when I saw that it was 52 years old, I thought I'd bring that up. I like looking through these older things, but, and we do... How can I put it? I mean, this is the network label I mentioned on another show. They were out of business now, but they were brilliant. They got all these old TV series, but one thing that they did was they never gave them a rental license. So, you know, if you've when you used to be able to get DVDs by post, like Love Film or Netflix, when they were basically a postal DVD service. You'd sign up for them and you'd put a little list together of what you wanted. You'd watch them, send them back, and they'd send the next ones on your list. You wouldn't get anything by network on there, because I think they realised that a lot of us have false memories about a particular programme. Now, it could be false memories, or it could be that we've changed. So it's like the CSI thing I just mentioned. Of its time, there was nothing, this was what you were looking at. So it could be, this was really good drama, this was really exciting television, or someone's had their violin smashed up. Well, that's, you know, and of course a lot more happens in today's shows, and sadly in today's world. It seems strange to me. I don't know which it is. I never saw it initially. Of course, I wasn't even born when it was initially broadcast. But I've watched them all through once before, and I just dug it out again, because I've really run out of new stuff to watch, which is saving me money. That's rather good. Okay, so let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning and plan to listen to over the weekend. So I've got to close all my windows now. Jeff Rentz, he had Wyatt Peterson back on, who's become, I think he's every couple of weeks or so, maybe each month, tends to do the first hour on a Friday. He's very interesting, got some, he's quite knowledgeable, talks about political Zionism quite a lot, and seems to have quite a good grasp of the subject. So ever since I first heard him on Jeff Rentz's show, I've not stopped listening. And the second hour, you have got Erica Kander in her Friday second hour, and then Father Paul Kramer coming on for the third. That's the Friday show. And I think that apart from the Erica Kahn hour, the others are going to be behind the paywall. But it's always worth checking Rentz.com. You might be lucky. They might be up there. But I know Erica Kahn has got her own section on Rentz.com where all her shows are listed. Patrick Slattery, he did a Boomer Vision, as he does on many Fridays. And this was interesting because I saw the title when I was downloading it, Assassination Attempt on Nick Fuentes. And it's funny when something like this comes up and you hear about it, you think, I should have heard about this before. But this was the first I heard about it this morning. Simply by going to Patrick's show to download it. It reminded me of years ago I was on holiday. You'll be able to look up when this happened. Now, there's a band in the UK called East 17, and they have a lead singer called Brian Harvey, who actually got quite involved in conspiracy stuff not so long ago, and was, of course, ridiculed by the press and made to look like an idiot and all these sort of things. I don't know what he was looking into, but at least he was thinking outside the box. But I'd been on holiday, I think it was about 20 years ago or so, and I had an email, and it was New Pirelli Calendar, and it had a picture of Brian Harvey with a tyre track going across his face. And I was, what's this all about? And it turned out that he'd been involved in some accident on his driveway where somehow he managed to have his car roll back, but over his body, which is pretty awful. Fortunately, it sounds like he wasn't badly injured. But the reason I raise that is that was big news back home that that had happened. But I'd been away. The first I heard about it was this spoof calendar thing. So I'm thinking, what's going on here? The only thing I know about Nick Fuentes is he did some video of his talking about a cookie monster. But I don't think I've really followed him on anything else at all. And then the other thing that I've got is, as I usually get from thisweek.org.uk, the Not the BCFM Politics Show with Tony Gosling and Martin Summers. And I saw it. I've dipped into each of these three shows so far. Not a great deal, but what they've been doing more and more on this show is getting a clip that might be 10 minutes, even longer, and playing it and then talking about it. And any long show, as you know, I try to cut it down where I can. I like to keep to a 1 hour show. And for example, I'm not just saying this because I'm on the network, but, you know, Jeff Rentz's shows although it's a 3 hour, I see it as a 1 hour because it's generally three different guests. Of course, this week you have one of the 2 hour ones, which you always get with Harry Cooper when he comes on a Thursday. But that being said, well, this is coming in. It's like 4 hours, you know, when I downloaded it. And he does a little bit at the end with a bit of music, so I always cut that off. And I was going through it. I've not listened to it for that long, and I'm already going up to the hour mark because he's played all these lengthy clips, and I can't be bothered to listen to them. A lot of them are from the mainstream anyway. And why? What's the point of listening to them when they're just going to talk about the interesting bits afterwards? That's my opinion anyway. But okay, so they're the only three things that I've got today. I don't know if there was a Dankoff report or not, because when I went on to republicbroadcastingarchives.org earlier, it only had up to and including the National Bugle radio show with Dr. Patrick Slattery. So I imagine that they've got more left to upload from yesterday. They will presumably, I think they've talked about a Christmas break. I'm not sure when that starts, but certainly for Thanksgiving, I think they took, 4 days off, and they took the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we'll see what they do for Christmas. Okay, so let's move on to have a look at some independent news websites. So I'm getting all the windows wrong here, but here we are. So independent news websites. We always start off with RT.com. I don't consider it an independent news website, but when the UK restricted access to it on certain browsers, from my point of view, the UK government gave it the oxygen that it didn't have before. So the top story is something we've probably all heard about. Car mows down shoppers at German market, Christmas market. When I first saw this story yesterday, there was one dead and 70 injured. They've still got 70 injured, but now they're saying at least four people were killed, including a small child. I was looking at some article on it earlier, forget where it was, but apparently it was a Saudi Arabian national who's renounced Islam and is a supporter of the AfD right-wing Germany party. So I don't really see how all this sort of melds together. I mean, anything involving this sort of violence is appalling as far as I'm concerned. We like to know the so-called motivations, but it's becoming very, very confusing to me. Okay, so let's see, anything else worth looking into here? EU state's prime minister accuses Zelensky of trying to bribe him. Well, I thought it was the other way around with Zelensky, wasn't it? All the money seems to go his way. It's Slovakian prime minister Robert Fico. Apparently, he says he tried to bribe him with 500 million euros to commit Bratislava to supporting Kiev's bid to join NATO. Okay, so I think Fico, wasn't he someone who had an assassination attempt on him? So there's something weird going on there. But again, I still maintain, if I am asked for my real opinion, I think that pretty much everyone is controlled. There are situations where, you know, well, we've got enough people in the bag, and you might get a few, annoyances, like a stone in your shoe type of thing, as these elites would regard them, if this FICO really is against all the big plans that they've got through the elites. It's possible they said, oh, we don't need to bribe anyone in Slovakia, they're such an insignificant country, they won't do anything of note to halt our agenda. That's my opinion. I think it's one big agenda, and certainly all the big players, the Putins and the Trumps and the, all the G7 leaders, if you like, are all pretty much controlled by the same group, even though they show that they're at war with each other, stuff like that. But as I always say, you be the judge. I give you my opinion, and I would prefer for you to come to your own conclusion. And as long as you've done a lot of research into it, then I think that's you have to satisfy yourself as to what you think the opinion is. I listen to a lot of people who would completely disagree with what I just told you, and they believe that there is a lot of action in the political scene, and I recommend some of their shows as well, because if they do interesting shows, I don't listen to people just in the hope that they agree with me. If so, what a boring world we would be in. Okay, so we go to rents.com. And mystery drone spotted in Texas near military base is the top story. Drones over New Jersey, they're continuing. So that's another, the drone thing is still droning on, as they say. And something else I heard, I saw this somewhere else, but Jeff Rentz mentioned it earlier. I was listening to the start. I was trying to listen to a little bit of each show so I could give you some idea of what they were talking about. Of the ones that I've yet to listen to. I was telling Wyatt Peterson that Biden has cancelled his Christmas vacation, returned to the White House. He was going to go to DE, I believe that's Delaware, certainly that's where he's from. So he was going to go there, he's returned to the White House, and also Kamala Harris was going to be going to Callender, and she's also returned to the White House. And he's got another angle on it. Is Joe Biden's health finally about to take him out? Or will he make it even to Christmas? White House emergency. So that's another big piece of news that's going on at the moment that you might want to keep your eye on, or your ears open, shall we say, over the weekend, because these headlines have just gone up. And they were only brought up on, well, Jeff's show. I mean, it's only finished about 5-6 hours ago. Because I think it goes till about 4 or 5 in the morning here in the UK, and it's just gone 10 in the morning. So it's pretty much up-to-date news I'm giving you here. Let's go over to halturnerradioshow.com, see what's going on over there. His top story is against the Biden and Harris cancelling their trips. So this is gaining momentum in certainly the independent websites that I tend to look at. Ukraine uses HIMARS against Russian college, elementary school and firehouse in Kursk. I thought that was a boat, wasn't it? I mean, I'm sure that many of you couldn't forget that disgusting song, "We All Die on a Nuclear Submarine." And then we've got the Luigi Mangione, accused of shooting CEO, arrives back in, we covered that with that comment. I don't know why there were 4 helicopters involved with this guy. I've heard other stories. Apparently, he comes from some big... This was some caller. I think I might have mentioned it on the show recently. Apparently, his family's... well, the caller, I've got no evidence, but said that they were some ne'er-do-well family that were linked with the Pelosi's and stuff like that. And, you know, this guy was assassinating, was going to reveal insider trading, and, you know, these things go. It could be just a great big little, you know, some guy who can't get a script writing job thinks that he'll come up with his own scripts in the independent media, and it could be just out of his own vanity or for more nefarious reasons, or whoever said that could be onto something. We just don't know. So let's move on to earthnewspaper.com, which is Mark R. Else's site, and thank Mark and Jeff Rentz for their support of the ACH show. So, we have a video at the top, as usual. It's 17 minutes. How does Congress keep getting away with this? It's by TruthStream Media. What else do we have here? Let's scroll down. Book of the Day is The Secret of Light, which is by a guy called Walter Russell. I've never heard of it, but there's an audio book coming in at just under 6 hours as well, that you could have a look at that and see if you want to read it, listen to it, or just work your way through the website. There's another quote from Nancy Pelosi, just mentioned her. This was from 2010. We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it. And one thing I just don't understand, like in America, I don't think they do this over here. If you have a bill, you have a bill. You don't say, oh, here's a bill for defense spending and we're going to tack something completely unrelated onto the end of it to get it through. That sounds to me like so corrupt. And I mean, I'm certainly not defending the British system, but how that was allowed to go ahead is beyond me. But And that quote is contrasted, incidentally, with a James Madison quote. It will be of little avail to the people if the laws be so voluminous that they cannot be read, or so incoherent that they cannot be understood. Clearly, there is a difference between the likes of James Madison and the likes of Nancy Pelosi. So there you go. There's a few things going on there on earthnewspaper.com, censored.news, the Mike Adams news aggregate site. We'll have a look at the hand-picked even breaking news headlines at the top. No surprise, the most recent one is Mike Adams' latest show, which would have been broadcast yesterday, December the 20th. Mike Adams and futurists reveal mind-bending details of what's coming in 2025. It's funny, these are the sort of shows that I would absolutely gravitate to even earlier this year, not that many months ago, but something's happened to me. I'm just so sick of all this speculation when it generally just doesn't go anywhere. Although at the same time, I have to say, I didn't have to fill up the car with petrol, or gas as you call it in the States. I could have still had another few trips before I had to, but this talk about all these demons being released from the Vatican that Richie from Boston has been talking about, but you can even go on to Twitter and put, they're all talking about it on Twitter. What search term did I use? Vatican opening Satan's tomb on Christmas Eve. And apparently it's a joint thing with Freemasons. But again, it just made me think, you know, not that a full tank of petrol is going to do a lot if suddenly all these demons are up unleashed on the world. But I wouldn't have bothered, I don't think, if it wasn't for that information that's been put out there. But it's probably not going to amount to anything, because all these different things, you know, blood moons and all this sort of thing that we hear about, it's never amounted to anything that has been visible on the surface up till now. But it could, at the same time, be yet another step towards some big event that they've got coming in the future. We will see. Let's hope that it is the latter rather than the former. Okay, so we've got another Hijacking Bitcoin, The Hidden History of Bitcoin with Steve Patterson. That's a full interview that takes you to an X.com page, so it doesn't look like it's anything to do with Mike Adams. And then White House staffers knew of Biden's mental decline from start of his term. Well, I think most of us in the independent media knew, didn't we? So these people who work with him, you would expect them to know more than us, wouldn't you? Anyway, let's move on to, or rather close out with, our Before It's News top 10. So just waiting for that to load up, and no doubt we will be interrupted at some point with their annoying pop-up. I was wondering, if I did subscribe to them, would it stop the pop-up even? Because, you know, I have different things like ad blockers and stuff like that there. They might not even know that I've subscribed, but you know what? I don't really want to subscribe and find out. So let's start off with number 10, which went up 7 hours ago. 107 people are viewing this. WTPN situation update. The storm is here. The plan is in motion. Trust it. Was that? Sounds reminiscent of some of the comments in titles we have to watch out for, according to the gentleman who gave us our comment of the week earlier. Number 9 went up a day ago, 111 people viewing this one. Live SGNon and Patriot Underground, situation update. Trump card coming. I do think the Trump card is coming. I just think that it might be a little different to what a lot of these people are expecting. Number 8 went up 13 hours ago, 114 people viewing. David Nino Rodriguez, December the 20th. Biden and Harris emergency cancel trips and race back to White House. So there you go. This definitely is gaining momentum, this story. Number 7 went up 5 hours ago, 125 people viewing. And here is the pop-up I told you about. Join Before It's News to receive our newsletter to comment and contribute. And you have to give a screen name, a pen name, an email address, choose a password, retype your password, and agree to the Before It's News terms of use. and I represent that I'm over 13 years of age. That's a bit odd, isn't it? It's generally 16 or 18 or 21, but over 13 years of age. Well, we'll click the X on that to close that down. And I will read again. Number 7 went up 5 hours ago, 125 people viewing. SG Anon and Mike Gill, the biggest disclosure yet. It's mind-blowing. Yes, I'm sure it is. And then we go to number 6, 11 hours ago. This made its presence felt. 142 people viewing. New Benjamin Fulford update from yesterday. Real Trump. Trump drops the next bomb. Yes. Number 5 went up 4 hours ago. 165 people viewing. Michael Jaco and Wan O'Savin. 10 days of darkness. Again, takes us back to our comment of the week, doesn't it? Mass arrests and nationwide ops now in motion. Number 4 went up 3 hours ago. 199 people viewing. Judy Byington unredacted. We are all equal in this fight. No one person is above another. Number 3 went up 4 hours ago. 217 people viewing this. Bo Polney, emergency broadcast. This begins now. Number 2 went up 9 hours ago. 244 people viewing. New X22 report. December the 20th. Trump trapped the deep state. Kamala is freaking out. Final stage 2024. And number 1 with more than double what number 2's got. 494 people viewing. Went up 8 hours ago. Cliff High, urgent emergency, 12/20/2024. They just exposed everything. Indeed they did. On that note, I want to thank all of you for joining me today for I'm Talking To You, episode 150. 900 years ago today, Lamberto Scarabecci became Pope Honorius II. I hope this is the start of a wonderful weekend for you all. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and bye for now.